Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Wake Up Call. Gavin, Katie, and Ray.
Oh my God, people are texting in! Morning, you stupid idiot.
106.5, The End.
766-1065, or you can text us at 73389. What is the dumbest thing you lost your cool over? Obviously, sometimes if we don't get what we want or something, you know, just annoys us, we can flip out over it. Like what happened to this woman in Queens. She walked into a Dunkin' Donuts location, and the worker didn't fill her cup of coffee fast enough, so she trashed the place. She started knocking over cups and displays. She broke two cash registers. She broke a coffee machine.
Oh, my God.
Completely trashed the place, so much so they had to close the Dunkin' Donuts location for almost 3 hours to clean up her mess, resulting in losing about $2,000 in sales in that time. Now, we have a video of it if you want to watch it so you can see how upset this woman is because they wouldn't serve her a cup of coffee fast enough. You can text the word RAGE to 73389.
We obviously don't condone doing this to an establishment.
Don't say but.
However, okay. I think that when you lose your cool over the dumbest thing, I think it's so funny. You guys saw this morning, I set on this computer in the studio a theme nature. I just want nature photos to come up.
Right. Oh, this is when like it goes to the screensaver, right?
Yes.
Okay.
There's two options, nature and colors.
Okay.
I don't want just colors.
Right.
I want nature.
Okay.
And 99% of the time, it's lovely pictures of nature.
Because it changes?
Beautiful. Yes.
Oh,
Yosemite.
Fun.
You name it, I've seen it.
Okay.
But there's a picture on this week. It changes automatically, and it's supposed to be a picture of a wolf near a waterfall.
Okay.
And the GD wolf has a collar around its neck. I'm not effing stupid, computer. That's a pet dog and not a wolf.
Okay.
I want nature. I want nature. I don't want a pet. This is what I'm talking about, you son of a bitch. Put a collar on a dog and call it a wolf.
766-1065, or you can text us at 73389. What is the dumbest thing you lost your cool over? Here's some text messages. I blew up over my sister-in-law eating my cottage cheese while I was pregnant.
Oh, yeah. I bet a lot of pregnant ones.
Sure.
Costco sampling kiosk. Someone with a ton of kids were blocking the aisle and feeding their kids lunch via the samples.
Oh.
Gross.
I went off on the manager for making it hard to shop.
Yikes.
I hope you had an A-line haircut. I mean, it is kind of funny that girls, when they seem to lose their cool, there's a lot of crying involved, when they're not pregnant. Like Corey said that she lost her cool when the door to a craft store was not an automatic door. But as she said, it tried to trick her. Ella said last Christmas their company had a gingerbread house building contest, and she's a very competitive person and wanted to beat somebody specifically, and she couldn't figure out how to make the walls of the house stand up. So in front of her children at home, she chucked what she had against the wall, and to this day her kids still remind her of when she lost her cool.
I'm a thrower.
Beth said when somebody continuously parks in front of her house instead of their own.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, my God.
I'll lose my cool over that.
Well, I have lost my cool over someone doing that to my neighbor's house.
Here's a text message. I got mad because for the second year in a row, my husband guessed what he got what I got him for Christmas before Christmas.
I'm pissed.
I threw the gift at him and said Merry Christmas while he laughed at me for getting mad. Now, whose fault is that?
Yeah.
You asked him to guess and he got it right.
What if she didn't ask him?
So what he should do from now on is guess something completely stupid.
Yes.
I'm guessing that you got me
a live pony.
A live pony.
Yeah.
And no, be serious.
I am.
Never.
And
I learned my
lesson.
If it's
not that, I'll be furious and divorce you.
Barbara said she lost her cool and her husband because there was a fly in their house, and he said, I can't see the fly. And she said, just kill it. And he said, I can't kill something I can't see. So she just started to cry.
Sure.
Casey said that I told my grown kids that I was going to divorce their dad because I couldn't find the wrapping paper. And then later I found the wrapping paper in the closet, which was where I put it the year before.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.